Now, you and I have both come in this morning saying, I've come up with the greatest idea of all time.
Greatest idea of all time.
I actually tried mine out yesterday with Online Guru, although he's probably, as I understand it, Matt Cram is no longer the Online Guru. He's something else in this organisation. So I tried it out with him and it worked a treat. However, you say you've got the greatest idea of all time.
I tried out my idea as well. Right. Here we go. So should I show you mine before you show me
yours? You show me yours.
Okay, so here it is. You can see there is a baseball cap.
Yeah.
Can you see that there is a button above where the ear would be on the baseball cap? There?
Yeah.
And there.
Yeah, there's a button on either side, approximately above your ear.
So you put the baseball cap on, and then you get the thing, you know, the things that go behind your ear that really agitate your ear on your face mask.
Yeah.
You don't put it on the face mask, you stick it on the cap. How good's that?
That is very good.
Yeah. And
you like that sort of thing. You like your sort of merch, don't you?
It's nothing to do with merch.
Yeah.
It's just everything to do with just being really smart.
Right, okay. Is this your idea?
Well, I've got to tell you, it's actually not. I was on the street.
Sounds like it might be your wife's idea.
No, I was on the street with this woman started talking to us, lovely woman, and she said, look, I've got masks. I'm giving away masks.
Yeah.
Just go to your favourite charity and just donate. So here's a mask. And we had a lovely conversation with her. And she said, and you know how it's starting to really annoy you behind your ears?
Yeah.
She was telling me.
Especially for people who wear glasses.
It's difficult, isn't it?
It's really difficult.
Yeah.
Because then you got to take it off and you pull your glasses off. And
exactly. Anyway, right, she said, get the buttons. So I did the button and I went home and I sewed them on right there.
Right, you did.
I did it.
Crikey, you're a talented fellow, aren't you?
It was fun.